My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. Bless his name. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. Yes, 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 yes. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that you've allowed us to see. For as we declare every single morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Thank you for being our God and thank you for being our King. And not only are you our God and not only are you our King, but you are our deliverer. You are our strong tower. You are our way maker. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are our comforter. You are our keeper. You are the lover of our souls. You are our provider. God, you are our strength, Oh, God, you are everything that we need and more. And we thank you, God, for blessing us to see a brand new day that you have made. We thank you for life. We thank you for purpose. For every day that you allow us to see, God, is a day that you have a purpose and a plan for our lives. Nothing that occurs in our lives happens by happenstance. It's not by accident. It's not by because we tripped over something. But everything that you have in our lives, God, you know us from our ending to our beginning, God, and you know the steps that we should take. And so, God, everything that comes our way, God, we want to have a heart of gratitude and a heart to say thank you, God, for a purpose on this day. God, we need you to lead us and guide us on this day, on this Tuesday, God, the second day of our work week, God. We seek your face early this morning, God, so that your will might be done in our lives and not our own, God. We don't want our flesh to get any of your glory. And so we've risen early this morning to seek your face. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, God. And not only are they ordered by you, God, but we are pleased to allow you to order our steps. We delight in your ways, God. We delight in your statutes. We delight in your precepts, God. We delight in the word. For your word tells us, God, that we need to hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against thee. And so, God, if you're ordering our footsteps, Lord, and if we're being delighted according to your plans and your purpose that you have for our lives, and we're hiding your word in our hearts, that we might not fail you, that we may not fall short of your glory, that we may not, God, fail you, God, that we may not sin against thee, God, then, God, everything that we do on this day will give you glory or bring you glory and honor and praise. It is my desire, God, that we walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. God, we want to walk worthy of being called a child of God. We want to be able to walk worthy of being called a joint heir with Jesus. God, we want to walk worthy of the privileges, God, that you bless us each and every day. Every single day, God, you bless us and overwhelm us with brand new mercies. God, you shower us down with brand new mercies, brand new peace. Brand new joy, God. Brand new strength, God. We don't have to rely upon things that are old. I'm one, God, I don't always eat leftovers, God. And so, God, you're a God that does not serve leftovers. But, God, everything that you do each and every day, oh, God, you bless us with brand new food to eat, brand new strength, oh, God, to go on, brand new hope, oh, God, to continue to lead us, oh, God, and we want to say thank you. Thank you for a mind to serve you this morning and a mind to seek your face. But, God, that has not always been my mindset, God. It has not always been my desire to pray. Oh, God, in my younger days, God, it was not my desire, God, to consecrate myself for you and to take time to commit myself to you in prayer. But I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for a season, oh, God, that you covered me from my foolishness, God. And I thank you, God, that I have a mind to serve you now, God, a mind to seek your face. A mind to commit to you in prayer, God. For you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. Not old men, oh God, not seasoned men, not old women, not seasoned women, but God, that everyone, God, will take time to commit themselves to you in prayer, God. That way we can get your direction. We can get, oh God, the plan that you have for our lives. Oh God, we can get you to order our footsteps, God, and we can understand the mission that you have for us each and every day. Oh God, Bishop Moody sings out, I'll never let a day go by without praising you, God. But we should also never let a day go by without seeking your face and without seeking your instruction. And so as we seek your face this morning, oh God, we pray that your will might be done in our lives and not our own, God. I often say that, God, but we want our wills to line up with your will, God. We want your will and our will to be done, God, so that our will line up with your will. And so, God, if there's anything in us, oh, God, that causes friction between us and thee, that causes a separation between us and thee, God, that causes interference with your plan, we rebuke those plans and we rebuke those things right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we desperately, God, want to be one with you, with one accord and with one mind, God, because there's a great purpose. There's a great a mission. There's a higher calling that you have for us on this day. God, we may have met that goal yesterday. We may have fulfilled that purpose yesterday, or we may have fallen short of the purpose and the plan yesterday. But, God, today is a brand new day. And, God, as long as you bless us to be able to breathe on this day, oh, God, you've already given us brand new mercies, oh, God, that we can see on this day. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being great. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being long-suffering. Thank you for being such an awesome God. And thank you for being the lover of my soul. I love you, God, today. For you first loved me, God, and you looked beyond my faults, God, and you saw a desperate man and a desperate woman that was in desperate need of you. Thank you, God, and order our steps today. Lead us into the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, God, some of us may be walking through valleys of shadows of death. Some of us may be on the mountaintop right now. Oh, God, some of us just may be on the plains, oh, God. But wherever we are in our lives and wherever we are on our journey on this day, God, you're always there with us. There's no mountain too high. There's no valley too low. There's no plain too clear. But, God, all ground, God, is ground that you can be victorious in. All lands, oh, God, are places where you have been victorious. God, there's no place that you have never failed. God, you've never failed in the heavens. You've never failed on the earth, God. You have just been such an awesome and almighty God, and we bless your name today. Thank you for a time of prayer. It's important for us to set time aside to pray. Your word tells us that men ought to always pray and not faint, to pray without ceasing. And I thank you for the desire and the mission and the focus here at Praise Center is that we are a church that prays. Not only do we pray and seek your face and to call heaven down and to pray heaven down, God, but we call on you as we intercede on behalf of others. We don't just pray and make our petitions, our selfish petitions, present them to you. For you tell us in your word that we should not think so highly of ourselves, or we should think more highly of others than we think of ourselves. We should put others first. And so this morning, God, you compelled me as I drove here, singing that song, My Soul Loves Jesus, to take time and to pray for the nation. God, we're living in perilous times. And oftentimes, God, I'm looking for your strength, and I'm praying for the strength of the people. It's not that we neglect others, oh, God, because we always call out the names of those that have been on our prayer list. Oh, God, but this morning you pricked my heart, God, to pray for the nation, for we're living in perilous times, and not only the nation, but our world at large. We are living in the last and evil days. Oh, God, men shall be lovers of themselves, oh, God, and children shall rise up against their parents, oh, God, and there shall be spiritual wickedness in all types of places, God, and we're living in those last and evil days. And what's amazing about your word is that you said that thousands upon thousands of years ago that we were living in the last days, and God, yet and still, we're still here, but God, we're still living in the last of evil days, oh God, and you are coming. Your return is drawing nearer and nearer every day. And so before I begin to pray for the nation, God, get our hearts and our minds right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As a pastor, God, and as pastors across this nation, Lord, give us the words that will preach life and bring light into your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus that will prick their hearts, God. We don't need a miraculous word, God. We don't need a exegesis and all that other stuff, God. Just help us to preach the gospel, God. Your word tells us that the word is what will prick the hearts of the sinner, God. The word is what will prick the hearts and reveal the uncleanness to the sinner, oh God, to the backslider, God, to those that are not focusing on you, God. Help us to preach the word in season and out of season so that men might be changed, lives might be delivered, souls may be set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need to just preach the word. And we also need to live by the word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light until our pathways, God. It's your word, God, that will help us to stand. It's your word that will keep us and help us, oh God, to stand before your throne. Oh God, it's your word that will allow us to enter into the holies of holies, to magnify you and glorify you. For your word tells me that if I bless you, God, you will come in and you will inhabit my praises, God. But I must know the word. I must be able to apply the word to my heart, God. So give us the word, God, that we may feed the people your roll, oh God, your scroll, oh God. Feed the people the words of life, God. Feed the people words of encouragement, words of strength, God. We don't want to give them an inspirational word, God, because inspiration is fleeting, God. But your word is what we need, God. Your gospel, oh God, is what we need today, oh God, to stand in these evil and perilous times. Thank you for not leaving us, God. But your word also tells us if you didn't make the days shorter, God, even the very elect, oh God, will fall short and fall away. And God, we don't want to be a part of that great falling away. So God, hide your word in us so that we may go into the highways and hedges and compel men to come in to be saved, that we may be witnesses, that we may be the lights that you need for us to be, God, to draw people in, oh God, from the fields of sin, God, that we may let our light so shine that men may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven, Lord. We want to be the vessels that you need for us to be, and for us to be the vessels, God, we have to heed your calling. You tell us to go, ye therefore, and teach all nations to be witnesses, God, on the day of Pentecost. Once you sent the Holy Spirit, oh God, he empowers us to be witnesses, God, not only to be witnesses in our home, which is Jerusalem, but also in Judea, God, that's in our community, God, in Samaria, God, oh God, that's in our neighborhood, Lord, and in the uttermost parts of the world, God, that's everywhere we go. You call for us to be witnesses, God, and you've given us the boldness, God, to declare your word. Your spirit empowers us not only to walk right, not only to live right, but your spirit empowers us, oh God, to live right and to declare your gospel, your good news to this dark and dying generation. So help us to fulfill the purpose that you have for our lives. That is to be a witness, God, not just to go through the day, not just to be beat up by the circumstances that life throws our way, but God, we're there to be a living epistle, read of men, so that those that are struggling to live holy, those that don't know the right way to go, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that they may see your light shining in us, that your will might be done, God. That your glory might be revealed, Lord, that we may lead one to Jesus, oh Christ, today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may pluck someone up out of the fields of sin and put them on the path of righteousness, God, for your name's sake, for your glory, for your honor, so that hell will not be filled, oh God, with another soul. Souls are falling away, God, each and every day. People are choosing not to follow you. People are choosing to live unacceptable and unholy lives. And that's contrary to what you have called for us to do. You are such an awesome God that you don't want to see anyone perish. You want everybody to have a chance at eternal life with you. And so, God, since that's your priority, God, make that our priority as well. The nation needs our healing. I mean, your healing, Lord. The nation needs our prayers. God, there's trouble and perilous things that going on. We're living in troubled times, perilous times. God, we're in famines, the Lord, and pestilence is raging in the land, God. And it appears that you have turned your light off of this nation, turned your light off in this world. But, God, you are still there. You're just looking for people who are willing to pray. Willing to seek your faith, willing to trust you in season and out of season, when things are going good, when things are not going good. God, you're just looking for people that are willing to trust you. And so you encourage us in your word, if my people, which have been called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek your faith, turn from your wicked way, and you'll heal from heaven. You'll forgive our sins. You'll heal our lands. And so here we are praying. praying for our homes and praying for our children and praying for our loved ones and praying for the covering of our lands, praying for our ministries, Lord, praying for pastors everywhere, God, praying for churches everywhere, God, of any reformation, of any denomination that's proclaiming the good news of Jesus. God, we're fighting against one another. We're warring against one another. We're battling people to fill seats in our sanctuary, but God, souls are not being saved. Souls are not being delivered. There are people that are sitting in the seats, God, that are still bound because, God, our focus is not on souls, God, but our focus are on other things. We're living in perilous times, God, and we need you to shine your light on us. Reveal our inadequacies, God. Reveal, God, our unholiness. Reveal, God, our shortcomings today so that we might be about our Father's business. That's what Jesus said. He said it at an early age, that he had to be about his Father's business at an early age. And, God, now that we see you and that you have revealed yourself to us, Lord, help us to be about our Father's business in every area of our lives. Lead us and guide us and direct us so that we may be the lights that others may need to see. We're actually the reflection of you, Lord. We are the vessels that you have chosen to use to reach this dying generation. God, it's important for us to understand that we are here for a purpose and that we are here for a reason. Not just to go through the day, not just to go through to the 9 to 5, go to work and get home, not be an effective witness, not touch anyone's soul. God, we're living in perilous times and we're living in troubled times because we're not willing to let our light shine. And as I said earlier, there's pestilence everywhere, sickness everywhere. Another disease has come up to strangle the earth. God, we've been going through different various diseases for a number of years, God, and you're trying to get the people's attention. You're trying to get our attention without completely destroying the earth. God, I want to thank you for being merciful, God. I want to thank you, God, that you honor, oh God, that you have a remnant, God, in this place, God, on this earth. You have a remnant of people that are willing to stand up for holiness, that you have a remnant of people, God, that are willing to pray, that you have a remnant of people, God, that's willing to proclaim your good news, oh God, and to be a witness and to be an example of you, an example of righteousness, an example of holiness, oh God, an example of a sanctified, set apart people. Thank you, God, that you see that there is a remnant. And I know that I'm a part of that remnant, God. And so, God, since I'm a part of that remnant, God, I want to fulfill your purpose. And I want your plans to be fulfilled in my life and the life of these your people who are willing to take time out and set time aside to pray, to bless your name, to glorify your name, to honor and adore you, God. And so, God, we love you, God, today. And we thank you for an opportunity to intercede on behalf of the nation. We pray for our president today, President Barack Obama. We pray that you would touch him, God. Touch him and strengthen him, God. Touch his mind. Cast the devil out of the mind. Cast the devil out of his will, God. And cast the devil out of his way in the mighty name of Jesus. He's under, oh, God, pressure, God, that I can't even conceive. God, I can't even understand. But, God, you know, God. Because your word tells us that the heart of the king is in your hands. And so, God, we want you to touch him today. We want you to save in the White House today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let your glory be revealed, oh, God, in his life, oh, God, and through his decisions, God. I have not always agreed with many of his decisions, God, but it's awesome to know, God, that I understand, oh, God, that you're still in control. Hallelujah. We don't have to become weary in well-doing. We don't have to become weary because wicked men, oh, God, do wicked things, God, because you're in control. And that's unique to say even now, because as the elections come about, God, it appears, oh, God, that there is no good choice, that there is no option for us to pick. There's no option for us to choose from. My mother always taught me, oh, God, to choose the lesser of two evils. But there's no concern about the evil, oh, God, that's rearing its ugly head coming in the future, because our God is in control. And so we pray for the president. We pray for those in the White House. We pray for those that are in his cabinet, Lord. We pray for those that are his advisors, Lord. Let someone stand up for holiness amongst him, in his in crowd, in his ear, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remind them of who he has proclaimed to be, Lord. He proclaims to be a believer, God. Let his, oh God, let the word that you have hidden in his heart, God, help him, oh God, to make the right decisions for this nation and for these your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, give him godly counsel, God, that will stand, oh God, in spite of what everyone else may be saying, God. Let, oh God, let a Joshua rise up, God. Let a Caleb rise up in the midst of him, God. Those that are coming, oh God, and providing nefarious or bad reports, oh God, that, oh God, they bring back the fruit, oh God, they bring back, oh God, abundance, God, but they bring back a bad or a wicked report. God, let a Joshua and a Caleb rise up in his midst on this day, that they may stand up for holiness, stand up for righteousness, stand up for what your word declares in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the world know, and let this nation know, God, that you are still the head, that you are still our king. That on our money, God, we say, in God we trust, but God, our nation does not appear to trust you. God, help, oh God, our leadership, God, today of this country. Pray for his wife and pray for his children. We pray for his mental ability, stability, God. And we pray for his health. Give him strength, Lord. Give him wisdom, God. Touch his mind and cast the devil out of the mind and cast the devil out of his will right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let him not please people. And it appears, oh God, as he comes to the end of his term, Lord, he's going away from attempting to please people and doing what he should have been doing in the first place. But God, we thank you for the time that he has been able to give us, and we thank you for his service to the nation. We pray for Congress, Lord, today. Wickedness in high places is raging in that place, led by a Congress, oh God, of men who proclaim to be believers, God, but they're wolves in sheep's clothing. We pray for our Congress today, the Senate and the House of Representatives, God, save in that location right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I think it's amazing, God, that you have brought me to the nation's capital, God, to pray for the nation. Touch, oh God, Chairman Ryan, God, and every one of the members, oh God, of each party, God, the minds, that they may make the decisions that are right for the people and not right, oh God, for their beneficiaries, those people, oh God, that are that pay for their campaigns, and they don't take into consideration the needs of the people that actually voted them and put them into office. Touch their minds, oh God, today, that they may do their jobs according to our Constitution, and that they may do their jobs according to your word. You put people in places, God. You put them in places to do their jobs, oh God, not to do serve special interests, not to do all the other stuff. I'm not getting political, God. But, God, each and every one of us have a responsibility. You tell us in your word that we are many members of one body, and not all members have the same office. So, God, it's not my job. I'm not a politician, God. It's not my ordination, God, to go and to write rules. My job is to pray. But, God, for those whose job it is to write the rules of the land, fulfill the Constitution, God, we pray that they will do their jobs so that we won't be out of place and out of order as a nation. And too often, God, over these last 8 years, we have been a nation that has been out of order. But thank you for prayer. That when the nation is out of order and our government is out of order, we still serve the God who is in order, that is never out of order, that never falls short, that never fails, that when the government is failing to do their job, we serve the God that is able to keep us, and not only keep us, but to sustain us and to bless us. And when there's famine and where there's drought, God, we're still living an abundant life because you are a keeper, you are a deliverer. You are a way maker. You are an awesome God. And we've been living in some perilous days in America for the last several years. But we thank you for being our keeper. So we pray for Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate. We pray for the White House, our president. We pray for our local governments, Lord, our governors, and our mayors and our county executives. We pray for those that have been given charge to run Caesar's house, to run the land. God, the land has to be managed. God, resources have to be managed. And so, God, we pray that you touch them, that they may be obedient to your word, that they may provide for those that are weak and feeble among us, those that are lacking. Our government, God, is kicking those that are homeless and barren. God, they're not concerned, especially in Prince William County, Lord. The hunger map out here is very high, but the county, God, does not deem it important, Lord, to invest in the homeless. They're moving them around. They're not coming up with plans and coming up with ideas, oh God, to curb the homeless issue and the hunger issue, God. But help, Lord, today. We desire to be participants in helping to relieve the lack that's in our area, in our city of Dumfries. Partner with ACTS, oh God, and we're partnering with the Capital Area Food Bank. God, help us, oh God, in our endeavors, God, to not just be a church inside of these four walls. Help us, oh God, to open up our doors and be willing to go out, God, to let the world know, oh God, that you still save, oh God, and you still believe and that you still see that there is a need and you're able to fulfill the needs of the people, oh God, even during these days. Help us to be the lights. And bless our endeavors, our food pantry, so that we may be able to offset the lack that's in the land. And you told us that when we do unto the least of those, is when we do it unto you. And so, God, we want to serve you. So we pray for our county executives. We pray for the city. We pray for the mayors. We pray for leadership in every place. We pray for our bishop, Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. Thank you for allowing us to fall up under a man of wisdom, a man of integrity, a man of anointing. And we pray strength in his life. We pray for healing in his body, long life, good health. We bind sickness on every hand. Oh, God, continue to anoint him and give him the desires of his heart. You tell him that our latter days shall be better than our former days. Oh, God, send in a latter rain in his life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Latter rain, oh God, to breathe life into him, breathe strength into him, oh God, breathe courage into him, God. God, to fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have for his life and to give him the desires of his heart. When we stand for you, God, you're able to give us the desires of our heart. God, when we don't waver and we don't commit ourselves to ungodly things, God, you bless us, you shower us down with blessings, and you anoint us, God. So we pray for Bishop Ted Thomas and Mother Sletta Thomas. We pray for Mother Nellie Towns, oh God, that you continue to anoint her, that you continue to strengthen her, that you continue to keep her. Oh God, that you continue to encourage her in spite of what others might do, in spite of others that are fighting and warring against her. God, it's awesome to know that pressure, oh God, results in jewels. Oh God, that pearl, God, as it is growing in the clam or whatever it grows in, Lord, it doesn't just appear in there, oh God, but it has to go through a process of pressure and irritation, God. And after all of that pressure and all of that irritation, God, a jewel comes out that people love. God, let us be those jewels. Let us stay up under the fire, not jump out. Because your fire, oh God, the fire that comes our way refines us, makes us stronger, makes us more durable, makes us more presentable, God, makes us more valuable, God. Every trial, every issue, every circumstance that comes to try to stop us, God, is there to only make us stronger. So we pray for Mother Towns, oh God, today, that you continue to encourage her, that you continue to strengthen her. And then I pray for the people, God. You have given me the theme this year, Move Forward, our press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Moving forward, God, in spite of trials, in spite of tribulations, in spite of walls and doors that are being closed and built in front of us, God, we are compelled. You compel us in your word to continue to move forward. Don't lose hope. Don't give up hope. But understand that every step, every trial, every burden, every affliction that comes our way is a stepping stool for us to grow higher in you and for us to grow stronger in you. And so I pray for the members of Praise Center. Before I go to Praise Center, God, I want to pray for every pastor in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell and the Yeshua Church of God in Christ, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Lord, Holiness Tabernacle Church of God in Christ, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, the Lion of Judah Church of God in Christ, Pastor Floyd Hawkins and Shiloh Church of God in Christ, Pastor Wayne Cream and Holy Mount Zion Temple of Deliverance Church of God in Christ, Pastor Andy Cork and Mount Peniel Church of God in Christ. We pray for Pastor Ray Satterfield, Lord, and Save a Life Church of God in Christ, Pastor Clifton Cooley in the Well Church of God in Christ. We pray for Pastor William Cornick and Body of Believers Outreach Church of God in Christ, Pastor Lawrence Clyette and Faith Temple Church of God in Christ. And then we pray for Praise Center Church of God in Christ. Pray for each and every single member. Thank you for those that you've allowed for me to shepherd. Thank you for those that you've allowed for me to cover. Father, grant me wisdom. Grant me strength. My prayer, my pleas, oh God, are like Solomon's. I'm not looking for riches, God. God, I just want you to give me wisdom that I may govern your people, that I may lead your people, that I may shepherd your people in the mighty name of Jesus. I want your glory. And not only do I want your wisdom, but God, I need a greater anointing from you. Many say that was, even though you were pleased with Solomon's request for wisdom, Lord. But God, some might say that if he had asked for a closer walk with you and a better relationship with you, he would have been able to gain so much more. And so God, my desire, my plea, I know I just asked for wisdom, but God, I want a closer walk with you. I want a greater anointing in you, God. And as long as you bless me and shower me down, oh, God, with a greater anointing, God, then you'll give me the wisdom that I need, and you'll send the resources that my way that we need, God, to be a blessing, oh, God, in this ministry, a blessing in the life of my family, oh, God, and a blessing in the life of this community in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you because not only, God, have you blessed us with great members here at Praise Center, but you've also blessed us with great partners here as well. You've touched the hearts and the minds of people to sow into this ministry, to invest in this ministry, oh, God. And so you've kept us afloat, even though the numbers have not been great. The numbers have not been where I would like for them to be. But, God, you have always met the need. God, there's never been a time that the electricity has turned off. There's never been a time, oh, God, that the water bill has been turned off. God, there's never been a time, oh, God, where I didn't have the resources, oh, God, to pay every single bill, every single rent, God, that you have sent this way, insurance bill, God, things to get sound equipment and drums and keyboards and podiums and the equipment that's in this building. God, you have blessed us tremendously, God. Blessed us with cameras, oh God, to be able to serve those that are not able to make it or even those that are just lazy and not able to make it. But God, you didn't call us to be the judges. You just called us to be light. You called us to use the technology that you have given us to reach the people. And we're doing it now, God, in this prayer, Lord. I could ask the people, God, to come in and to refuse to do this prayer over a phone line. But God, that's not wisdom, Lord, because not everybody can make it. But you've given us technology not to limit people, but to make your word and your resources available to people wherever they are. Thank you, God, for giving us the ability and giving us the talent, God, to reach the people by any means necessary. God, we want to say thank you. And so I thank you for each and every member of Praise Center. I thank you for everything that you are building here at this great ministry, Lord. We are an awesome ministry, Lord. We are doing some great and marvelous things because you have anointed us for ministry. And so before I begin to pray for those here at Praise Center, I call out the name of Pat Kearney, I believe that's her name, the young lady that we were working with at the Capital Area Food Bank. Family is being attacked by the sickness of cancer. We pray for healing in that family, God. She went home, oh God, and have not been back for several weeks now, a month or so, a couple of months. We pray for healing We bind the sickness on every hand. It's subject to the name of Jesus, so we declare healing. Cancer is not the final, does not have the final say, Lord. You have the final say. So we pray for the Kearney family, God. We pray for Pastor Miller, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen his body. Oh, God, you can rejuvenate, oh, God, everything that's deteriorating in our bodies. It's awesome to know, God, that as our bodies deteriorate because it has to return back to dust, but, God, you can still provide us with supernatural strength, God, to even hold on when the body does not want to hold on anymore. So I speak life into his body now. I speak life into Mother, oh God, Mother Miller as well. Strengthen that family. Strengthen that couple, God. Strengthen that ministry now, God. Rise up young men, God, that'll be willing to uphold his arms, oh God, and strengthen him, encourage him, oh God, and minister unto him today, God, so that he might not have to do all of the things that he's doing. Raise up young men and young women that are willing to serve and to willing to uphold the bloodstained banner of the Lord. We pray for Pastor Miller on this day. We pray for Bishop Cherry, Lord, having issues with his liver, God, in Manassas. We pray for his recovery. We pray for his healing. God, we pray for Elisa Law. She's put a petition out to us. Sheriff, can I recall his name? I keep forgetting his name when it's time to pray. I believe it's Sheriff Wolf in Kansas. Oh, God, someone has put out a petition for him. He's managing that crisis that just occurred, the shooting that just occurred in Kansas. Thank you that he's a godly man, and we pray that you lead him and guide him and direct him, that he may make sound decisions and that he may be able to do his job sufficiently. We pray for police officers across the nation. God, we want to bind those that are wicked, and we want to encourage those that are doing right according to your word. They're not discriminating. They're not doing things that are, God, ungodly. We pray for officers across this nation. And God, everyone else, oh God, I may have forgotten some of the other petitions that we've had. Oh God, you know the petitions that have been laid before us, that have been presented to the people. We pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake. We pray for the Church of God in Christ at large. We pray for, I believe, Freddie Posey. Thank you, Holy Ghost. My brother, pray for his mind, God. And as the sickness is raging in his body, God, that he will make sound decisions for his health. And not only for himself, but for his family. We pray that you touch him, touch his mind, God. And as you get the mind straight, God, then the body will follow suit. We pray for Pastor Timothy White and his family. Pastor White lost his mother a couple of weeks ago, Lord. We pray for his strength. We pray for the encouragement of his family. We pray for Dean Gatlin, Lord. Saw her a couple of days or a week or so ago, and she asked for the people to continue to pray for her. We pray for her strength and her recovery, God. Her healing in her body, we pray for her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And as I quickly lose my time, we pray for every member of Praise Center. Again, I thank you for those that you have allowed for me to be a shepherd of. You didn't tell me to shepherd them. Oh my God, you didn't tell me to lord over them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm not here to lord over the people, but I've been here, sent here to be an example unto them. An example, God, that you have given me is to be a man of prayer, to be a man of holiness, to be a man of integrity. And I thank you, God, because I'm not doing that on my own. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit. God, it's your spirit that helps me today. And so I thank you for Lady Olinda McCowan on this day. Thank you for an awesome woman of God that stands by my side and helps me in ministry. I pray for Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Brother Aaron McCowan. Thank you for those that you allow me to bring into this field to start this ministry. I thank you for their support, and I thank you for their prayer. We pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. What an awesome woman of God, serving in the capacity of church mother, God, even though she is away. God, I thank you for her faithfulness. I thank you for her consistency. I thank you for her desire to invest in ministry, God. She's in another time zone, God, but she makes it her commitment, God, to join into these prayers every single morning. God, honor her faithfulness, honor her commitment, God, and continue to bless her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for missionary Myrna Howard. Thank you for her commitment to missions, Lord. Oh, God, let her vision, oh, God, her desire, oh, God, for the outreach of this ministry, God, to be fulfilled, that we may do a great work in this community. Bless her children even now, God. Bless her family, God, in her home, God. We want to say thank you for Missionary Myrna Howard. We pray for Sister Valerie Miller and her son Victor Merriweather. Thank you for that awesome team, God, that you've sent our way to help us, oh, God, to be lights in different areas. Continue to encourage her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to encourage him and strengthen him, God. And I want to say thank you for my sheep that you've given me. I pray for the Coulters, Brother Eric Coulter and Sister Connie Coulter, little Jalen and little Christopher and Yasmina and Zachariah. I got to speak with them yesterday. We thank you for that family, and we thank you for that ministry. We thank you for the ministry. Father, we pray for our partners, oh God, our external partners, Deanne Graham and Renix Graham. We pray for Lisa Law. Thank you for those that are willing to invest in this ministry. Thank you for those that are under watch care here. They have not joined, but God, they are investing in ministry as well. We thank you for those that you're sending our way, and we thank you for those that you have in store for us, for this place, for this house. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will all day long. God, bring us back here later on tonight as we come for prayer, praise, and study. God, let us enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, ready to magnify you and ready to glorify you. Bless Lady McCowan at 10 a.m. this morning as she goes through her coffee break, high heels and high places. Anoint her with the words to bring light to the people, the women of God that tune in. Oh, God, strengthen her right now. Give her just what to say to be a blessing to the people. And then, God, bless us all day long. And we'll forever give your name the glory and honor praise. Let there be praise on our lips all the day long. We thank you even now. We bless your name now. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Good morning, saints of God. We thank you for taking time out to pray with us this morning. I didn't have a holler this morning to pray, but I just wanted to seek God's face and seek God's anointing for this day and for this time, not just for us, but for the nation, that we may be the agents of change that God needs for us to be in this dark and dying world. So I want to encourage you all today. Don't give up hope when things don't seem to be going your way. God didn't tell us to protest. God didn't tell us to complain, but he called us to pray. And if nothing else, if you don't do anything else, I encourage you to pray and to give God thanks for all that he has done and all that he's doing in your life. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you on this day. Bye-bye.